All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a cigar, and sports talk with the QAM on-air staff. It's free to attend. All you got to do to RSVP is go to WQAM.com, gets you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. It is Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore's Auto Mall, Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at www.themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Let's get to some headlines. Caron Butler scheduled to join us in about 10 minutes. We will talk to the Miami Heat assistant coach. He's got a new book out, Clutch Time, which is available on sale now. He's doing a book tour before the season gets going. And we'll talk to Caron. Always enjoy our time with him. But these headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Tyreek Hill, Leroy, just speaking to the media. And this is what he said at an ongoing press conference. He said, quote, could have been better. I could have let down my window in that instance. He didn't want cameras and phones on him in the moment. This is from Barry Jackson's Twitter, by the way. But I've got to follow the rules and do what everybody else does. Did that give him the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But I wish I could go back and do things a bit differently. He also says that he is working on a plan to work with police. He still loves cops. He said, quote, I want to be a cop. He called the incident shell shocking. It's crazy that there are officers who will do this with a body cam zone. It's really sad. Would have been even crazier if they didn't have body cams. He says he's not going to protest Thursday night's game. He's not going to take a knee. He's not asking to defund the police. And he does say, though, the one officer who's on administrative leave, he wants him, quote, gone, 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 gone. He's got to go. Not only did he treat me bad, he also treated my teammates with disrespect, had crazy words towards them, and they didn't even do anything. He's got to go, man.
He does. He does. Right? Because let me ask you this. Make what the officer did an athlete. We would be right now still talking about why hasn't anything been done. Right? It wouldn't have got this far before something had to be done. And that's with a union. And that's with the same protections this police officer has. You have a police union to protect you in situations, but not situations where you aren't being a police officer. They're protecting police officers. He wasn't a police officer in that moment. He was an angry man for whatever reason. And what you do is that, you know what? If I ever get stopped as a black man, I'm getting out of my car and getting on the ground with my face down. And that cop could think too much, right? I say, well, you try to be a black man in this country with the police, right? Like, No, no. They see, I think somebody in the police department or anywhere needs to make a statement along the lines of, dear citizens, this type of behavior is not allowed by the police. Nobody said that.
I have seen other police departments do it. That, right. Like, from locally. Like, I've seen the county police departments have come out against it and things like that. The only statement that was defending it was his union, which he's actually a board of directors member of.
Wait, who?
The guy who
No, don't. What? Hey, so let's be clear. We not only have a police officer, but we have a police officer up here.
Yeah, he's been
that way.
He's been a cop for like 27 years.
And he's on the board of directors of the police union.
Yes. The one that put out the statement.
And you co-signed this?
He probably put his own statement out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he's on the board of directors, I'm sure that he knows whoever put out the statement, I would guess.
So they're probably friends of his?
I would guess.
Colleagues? So how do we, so is everybody going to tiptoe around it because of that? Or are we going to treat the act as the act? See what I'm saying?
I don't know. I know his attorney has come out and he has said that he wants immediate reinstatement. So his defense that he has put to him, you know, and then Tyreek's side has said, yeah, they want him terminated. So I don't know. That is kind of where, like, when you have a union, that is where this is kind of in limbo right now. I'm sure there's going to be the process of all this playing out. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Because I don't know what like the process of a department firing a police officer over this is. I'm just letting you know. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. No. I'm just telling you
know what's amazing about this? I would love to see them put this video in its proper context.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a man who was not aggressive, right? That basically he didn't listen to the police is why he got snatched up and dragged to the ground twice. Right? That's it.
Tyreek
he wasn't
said,
a combatant. He wasn't aggressive. None of that. That's amazing.
Tyreek
I would love
said
to see this.
That he was choked, pinched, kicked, all of that during his handcuffing. And then the one piece of health news, we all heard him say that he just had surgery on his knee. He said that he did have an off-season procedure on his knee while in Antigua. They quote, just some stem cells injected into my body. A lot of people don't know about it because I was going to just be on the low with it. So there you go. That is a health status. All right.
We'll take a break. It seemed like they got rougher when he said I had surgery.
Well, like, yeah, he told him to get surgery on his ears.
Did not want Tyreek to play?
Man.
And then they just let him go with a parking ticket, which would it should have been in the beginning.
Yep. Oh, that was another thing, too. Yeah, everybody, that was confirmed yesterday because everybody kept saying he was driving over 100. And they said on the ticket, it said 60. And that was just, that wasn't even with radar. That was done by visual.
So he eyeballed it?
Yeah.
No.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. Karan Butler's going to join the show. We got to take a break. Karan Butler's going to join the show. Take a break. Tough Juice, he's going to join us next.
I said, tell me what's really going on.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, I want to let you guys know again that if you guys want to get an autograph and a photo op with Panthers champion, captain, star, Alexander Barkov, you guys can text Panthers to 20357 because Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov will be doing that autograph and photo session with you at Hollywood Collectibles. For your chance to win, again, text the word Panthers to 20357. That's Panthers to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase your ticket at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. Sounds fun. Who doesn't want to meet the champs? Big time summer, everybody. Big time winning summer coming your way. I'm endeavoring to find where Tough Juice is. We're looking for Karan Butler. So we will try and make that all happen as it's going on. Miami Dolphins are getting set for action coming up tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. Statement game.
Cool that they don't have to travel. I'm trying to think. You know what? Never played a home Thursday game.
Interesting. Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I can't confirm that, but I'm almost positive. I always remember traveling on Wednesday. That's the biggest pain in the ass.
What?
It's not playing the game on Thursday. It's traveling to play the game on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you guys got to leave at a weird time?
No, we leave at the same time, but it's just, you know, so when you just think about taking a flight on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock or Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Ah.
There's traffic. There's, you know, your regular routine gets, you know, adjusted a little bit. You're flying out on a weekday, a lot of travelers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you just got done playing football. Right? Like, it's not like playing
quick turnaround, dude.
Not like playing the game. You still got band-aids and wraps on from the last game.
We'll talk to him, man. It was a tough playing, man. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop 100 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon. Has a new book out, Clutch Time, part two of his series. He's assistant coach of the Miami Heat. He was a former first-round pick of the Miami Heat. We always love getting some time with this man. Tough juice. Caron Butler joining the program. How are you, Coach? How's everything going?
Doing amazing. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Caron, hey, what I think our the equivalent to us playing a Thursday night game, is that very similar to a back-to-back? Because you probably get to the new place or you're getting ready for that back-to-back and you still got ice on from the night before?
Yeah, you know what? It usually takes – quite a bit of time to recover and bounce back. But sometimes, like in rare situations, you know, you get high for like a front end of a game and a back-to-back, and you kind of just carry that momentum, especially if you played extremely well.
Right.
Kind of still running on the fumes of good momentum, so good fumes. But sometimes on the back end of a back-to-back, if it requires a lot of traveling, say if we're playing in on the West Coast and then we're coming back for a home game, that can be extremely tough.
So you got a new book out, Caron. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? This is part two of your series, the one that you had out a couple of years ago?
Yeah, actually. So we started off with Shot Clock, and it originally started with my Butler Elite organization that we renamed in the book called The Oasis Spring. And we just talked about, you know, what a lot of the kids was inspired by through my observation. And I saw real stuff happening in real time from an authentic standpoint. And when I grew up, I didn't have real stories that I can connect to. That was part of, you know, the curriculum in schools. We had The Great Gatsby. We had How to Kill a Mockingbird. We had The Outsiders and things like that. Great books. But I felt like it was dated from now what the kids are experiencing. You're talking about police brutality. You're talking about lack of empathy. You're talking about the exposure to politics. You're talking about what we've seen in 2020 with George Floyd and the subtraction of lives and communities and how they recovered through trauma. And I wanted to create different verticals in the literature space for kids to just connect to, see themselves and identify with, and become a better version of themselves.
How, I mean, just going off of that, obviously it's been a big topic this week because of what happened to Tyreek Hill before the game on Sunday. I'm sure you've seen, you know, the video of it. What was your reaction to kind of everything that went on with it?
Yeah, you know what? Just the observation of it was just uncomfortable to watch and see. You never want to see one of the heroes that so many look up to in his space, in handcuffs, being mistreated in any capacity, but also too, just from another observation, like what is the truth? What is the storyline to it? You know, whatever happened from a visual standpoint, it just didn't look right. And I still don't know like the ins and outs of everything that happened, but just visually, that was just like a traumatic experience. And I'm just happy that he was able to pivot immediately and just go into the game and still have a significant impact and, you know, state his case.
From you're currently on a boat show. You're here in Miami earlier in the week with it. Are you around your hometown today? Is that where it's going next?
Yeah, I'm in Racine, Wisconsin now. We're visiting two schools like immediately after this interview, and we're doing a huge premiere tonight at the local library. A lot of people RSVP'd, roughly about 150, 200 people here in my local community, and then we go to the West Coast and hit a couple bookstores as well. So I'm extremely excited about this whole campaign.
So one of the things, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think of like some of the books that I've read growing up and how the life that you live in and the books that you read is like, wait a minute. And I think, you know, one of the things that I was fortunate in that I had family members who had lived it, because I'm a little bit older. So my great grandmother was born around 1900, right? She died when I was 13. And my grandmother, and I'm from New Orleans, so it was real in that area. And they would always say, sit down, you don't need no damn book. And a lot of kids don't have that person in their life. So maybe a book is going to help them fully understand either how to deal with these current situations or where they came from as far as these current situations and why we're here. So, like, I get it. It kind of relates a little bit, but I did have the people in my life, you know what I mean, to kind of tell me the stories.
And you know, it's, what's even more interesting, like, to piggyback on what you just said, is, like, they will try to self-diagnose you immediately because your lack of interest to something that you lack to engage with.
Right.
Right now, statistically, you're being told that black and brown kids who are the majority in society don't like to read. No, they do like to read.
They don't just like to read that.
Things that relate to them. So now if you go about it a little differently and present the content a little differently, I think that is something that they can relate to. And then it's just, it unlocks a whole different thing.
Right. Now, do you, like, you have your book that kind of helps with that, but do you have other books? Because I remember my grandmother giving me, like, other authors who wrote about those things. And in the summer, instead of reading the books on the list you got from school, I had to read two or three books from my grandmother that would give me, and that kind of got me caught up to where we are today.
Yeah, 100%. The seven highly effective habits of the most highly effective people in the world, like Michael Eric Dyson, introduced me to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of changed my life just from a perspective standpoint, because they always tell you, like, this is something my grandfather told me a long time ago, you know, when you're born, you look like your parents. When you die, you look like your habits. You know, and that stuck with me, because it's like, okay, what do I consistently do in my daily routine? And this is why the book spoke to me as well, because you eventually die looking like your habits. And then ultimately, you know, what is your biggest asset from a legacy standpoint in life? What do you want to do with your purpose? And this is my purpose. I'm living my purpose with a massive platform, amazing job, and I just want to empower and unlock minds, especially young people, but also old people as well, because sometimes they say a zebra never changes stripes, but it's a lot of older people that have come to these schools and these environments and saw the magic in us seeing the superpower in all these young people. And they like, you know what? That was powerful. I wish I had that when I was a kid.
People start investing more into the youth too when they see that there's hope.
100%.
Karan, what did you think of Bam and Spo's trip to the Olympics this summer? What did you make of Bam's performance? Seemed like he, I don't know, like, it was cool to see him get the platform, I think, of this summer. It felt like he got a lot of star shine on Team USA, maybe even more so than he does in the regular season. Did you feel that at all?
Yeah, I think he embraced it. And once he wasn't reactive, he was, you know, he was just prepared for every moment, every situation. You know, you go in there with these high, lofty expectations, but you don't know, like, whether you're going to play a lot or less or whatever the case. But Bam embodies all the right things. When you talk about just pure to his soul about winning, that's what he is. That's who he is. The respect of LeBron James all the way down to the last guy on the bench. He had that, and he has that, and he has that in our locker room as well. So I was just happy for him, because all the things that we've been working on, myself, Malik, Spo, E-Glass, Coach O, Chris Quinn, like, pouring into him, and just to see him unlock all that on the massive stage that he was on, it was just special. And for Coach Spo, I hope that he inherits the next term as the head coach, because he's deserving. One of the best basketball minds I've ever been around in my entire life, and I've been around some great ones. And I'm just happy to be a student under his tutelage.
Well, oh, so you're saying Bam's a four? That's what I heard.
Bam can do anything. No ceilings.
I know that, but I've been begging for Bam to be a four for so long. So I'm gonna keep
more threes, though, Karan. We got to get let's 100 threes this year. 103 attempts at least from Bam this year.
I'm thinking 3 or 5 a game, right?
Yeah, man. Let's get it. Like, it looked good. It looks smooth. I want him to have the green light this year.
I know that's what he's thinking. He's a 2-time Olympian now, so he's he's walking a little different.
Yeah. What has been, you were out there for the summer league a little bit with your son on the team. Like, they won the championship. That was super cool. But what did you, first of all, make of that accomplishment? That had to be unbelievably cool to have all those young guys. What a squad. I mean, it seemed like it was a new star every single night.
Yeah, I thought Coach Dan did a great job of this, creating a system where it was equal opportunity, smooth flow, but also everyone was highlighted and elevated every night. You mentioned my son, you know, JC, he had an opportunity to come in and just have an impact on winning. Alondis, Madman, he did a remarkable job. You know, our draft picks, they did a remarkable job at just being prepared for the moment and embracing the culture on the fly, because there was a lot of information and insight thrown on them. And they just like made the seamless transition, you know, where Pella, Johnson, they all did a remarkable job. And then even Jaime working out with the select team and then wanting to play pretty much the whole summer league and being able to play. I wish I had that luxury of having Jaime out there for a few games.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because he was just dominant in summer league.
He was.
What were the impressions of Kalel? What did you think? Just first impressions of him?
His activity, you know, high motor. You know, it reminds me of, you know, just a kid that if you just put him in the right situation with his motor, with his intentions and instincts, there is no ceilings on what he's capable of doing. And Dan just did a remarkable job at just simplifying the game for him and just playing off his strengths and while elevating and making his weaknesses, a blemish.
What is when you guys get into this training camp, like what – is there going to be because obviously I'm sure they worked hard in the system with the summer league and whatnot, and they've been around doing the workouts, but like, do you guys have like a no welcome to heat camp moment for them coming, like to really like push them?
That, you know, I think we always have that because everything we do is just, it's intense, it's hard work, it's intentional, and we work extremely hard in our execution of everything. And I think that, you know, all the young guys, it's going to be a little shock factor to them. But the old guys, like the veteran guys, they kind of just help them navigate through that process. So it's not something that we know they can't overcome. And they've been being prepared for it for quite some time. Think about it. After summer league, they took a week off and they was right back in it. So they're already in shape. They're familiar with everything that we're going to throw at them. And now it's just doing it with, you know, the veteran players being a part of it.
Am I ridiculous in thinking that Bahamas camp this year?
Hey, this is.
I was thinking Army base. I was thinking like first year of the Big Three. You know, I feel like getting back, hunkering down. Will we get the mode there still, Karan, in the Bahamas?
The work 100%.
Don't
change.
Yeah, man. Look, it's all about the participants. You know, wherever we go, we take the culture with us. Hey, even on road trips, we got to play a lot of games on the road, but the culture's still there. You're going to see Miami Heat basketball wherever they drop us. Like Coach always say, we have the Navy SEAL mentalities. Like, they drop us off, that's what we're doing. We here on a mission.
You feel better, Tobin? Because he's been going at this like, after last year, I don't want him in the Bahamas.
Are you coming?
No, they don't send us to the Bahamas, Karan. Like, I could barely get sent to Palm Beach County if I wanted to from my boss. I'm like, hey, what do you think? Sending us to the Bahamas? He goes, they'll be back in a week. I'm like, come on, send us out. I would love to do that.
Say it's a 35-minute flight.
Exactly. That's all I'm hoping for. One of my favorite things, we'll get you out. One of my favorite things pregame is you and Nico. I love when you've taught him the walk-off shot. This is such an interesting year for him because it's his third year, but he's still so young. He just turned 21. What do you think is like his next step? What do you think is next for Nico's game to bring to the table this season?
Well, you saw like his availability was a huge factor, and he's worked on his body, and obviously that's no question now. And even, you know, having the ankle injury that he sustained throughout the course of training for the Olympics and finding a way after being told he was going to be out anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, and that wasn't even an option for him to still find a way to be present and available and have some type of impact in their run, that was remarkable. So you know that from a mental standpoint, I saw growth right there. Now, just getting more reps, getting more time out there, I think he's going to have a significant impact on our team this year because of his versatility, because he can make plays, because he can defend multiple positions. As you saw, you know, we were switching a lot with Nico. Sometimes we was in the catch coverage, but we switched a lot with him. So his ability to do those things is a clear advantage for us offensively and defensively. And then he's just a likable guy. His voice and his experience, even though he's 21, he has a lot of basketball knowledge. So his voice in the locker room is going to be extremely important.
We got a lot of versatile bigs this year. A lot.
Yeah, man. That's a luxury.
They're going a lot of length.
Youth, right?
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. Go get Caron Butler's new book, Clutch Time. It is available now. Have a great tour, Caron. Thanks so much for giving us some time today, and we can't wait to see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Caron. Hey, thank you.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All righty.
There you go. He's simply the best.
That's
we always appreciate his time.
Right there.
Yeah, man.
That's
Every
time I go to the arena, I make sure I talk to him.
Goosey's dude. We'll take a break.
Like that's like the OG real one. You know what I mean? Like he come from, you know, same type of OUD background.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
And the winner's Hov, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person.
And Galen needs to send us to the Bahamas, man. We just got the invite, dude. Hey, Galen! Send us to the Bahamas.
He looked pretty upset that you said no.
I know. I'm upset. He's upset. I'm upset.
Glenn, you heard?
You might have to send. You might have to send that message to Boston.
Yeah, ridiculous, dude. I gotta sit here. No Bahamas trip.
Shreet just said Glenn won't even send us to Bahama Breeze.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
For Twitcher.
I gotta see if I can expense the conch fritters.
Oh, I hate those.
I'm not a big fan of conch fritters either.
Too chewy.
Coconut shrimp.
Oh, those are good.
Nope.
What? Nope. You like any kind of shrimp?
Yes. I like bang bang shrimp.
Oh.
I'm on the other side.
Dude.
I'm on the other side of that.
I'll ride
a little. I do like that.
Coconut is dry. Right? So? Yeah, but so when you fry it,
you dip it in the sauce and everything. It just tastes amazing. I don't know.
Bang bang chicken and shrimp come that way. I mean, bang bang chicken come that way. Shrimp,
oh, so you don't like working for it?
What are you talking about? I eat chicken wings on the road. Of course I don't mind working for it.
So then, what's the problem with
coconut shrimp to kick rocks? I'm not a big fan of fruit with my food, right?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Nobody likes pineapple and pizzas. I don't like that. That's disgusting.
No, I don't either. That's weird. But a coconut, isn't a coconut like a flavor of seed?
What?
Would you consider it a fruit? I don't think a coconut is a fruit. Technically. I don't think it's a fruit. I think you would,
Hold on.
Do palm trees not grow from coconuts?
Is a coconut. Oh, look at that. It came right up. Despite having the word nut in its name, a coconut is a fruit.
Really? Didn't know that. I apologize.
Oh, it falls under the same fruit as peaches, pears, walnuts, and almonds.
Oh, wait, what? Almonds are a fruit?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
It's called the droops. I don't know. But yes.
Did you guys?
I don't like fruit with my food.
Did you guys see the story about Roberto Luongo?
What happened?
Bobby Lou showed up via Facebook ad to a Coral Springs beer league and helped a team dethrone the defending champions playing goalie.
A beer league?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
They're a beer league. A beer league of hockey. That's fun. Who doesn't?
I did play in the church league in the summer. In baseball.
You did?
Softball, yeah. Softball.
This year?
No. Oh. No, when I was playing.
Oh, really?
Bombs.
Ringer.
The only games we lost was when they had a home run limit. I'm like, yo, I'm not running around these bases. Boop. First out.
The story goes, this is from the Hockey News. Luongo answered a Facebook ad looking for a goaltender to play in the playoff game. The team he joined went on to win 4-2 against the league's five-time defending champions. What a summer. Stanley Cup.
Was looking.
Get your name in.
He should have brought the Stanley Cup there. And yes. Said, this is what you're playing against.
That's fun. You imagine like, geez, who do these guys got? Hey, we beat them.
Can I just tell you, that BS don't work in football.
Nah.
That's what I tell you. They say, hey, find you. Hey, you want to go play with my friends? I say, is there a check? Then no.
I wonder, like, because what is Bobby Lou at this point? Was he like 46?
Basketball? You can do basketball when you get older,
mm-hmm.
But not football.
Plus, he doesn't. You know, he's 45. Like, when do you think 45? All right, 45. He can dial it up. He can dial it up.
And plus, he's already halfway there. He's already halfway to the squat position with his legs.
Yeah, he got those sheriff legs.
So
yeah.
Leroy and Jay Fig,
what's up?
Now that the Panthers win a Stanley Cup title,
hmm.
Is Tobin allowed to talk to Bob now?
Yeah.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to say yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean.
It's been a good week for Tobin.
You're
man.
Only saying like, yes Leroy because been, we're going to see them.
This
next
has
week.
Been a very good week for you, Tobin. Leroy has started to lower his stance on a lot of things that he forbids you to do.
But because the facts speak for themselves, right?
Oh, like beating science?
It's still not beating science.
And you agree with it?
There's no beating science.
Would you agree if he gets – hold on. If he gets a sack two games in 5 days.
It's not beating science. Listen, your body's ability to heal is your body's ability to heal. There is no real timetable on that, okay? They give you an estimate, and if you're on the lower end of that, and a lot of it has to do with your age.
Nick T says, let's not ruin a good thing. No talking to Bob. I just want to point out to everybody, the last time I spoke to him was Media Day last year. So some would call it a tradition now to go win the cup.
Yeah. When you was bothering him when he was playing goalie during COVID in his driveway.
I wasn't there for that.
You're allowed during Media Day.
Yeah, media day.
Only.
Because it's a day of media.
Mm-hmm. Day of media.
Not a day of hockey.
Okay. All right.
I just love the idea of the defending champs because I see them all as like, you know, like Rocco in Coral Springs. He goes, who we got today? Bob's Tires. We're going to beat them again. And they're like, who do they open up? Ugh, can't get past this guy. He's a brick wall. It takes the mask off. It's Roberto Luongo.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's going to scare you. That's going to freak you out. That's going
it
to
is going to freak
up.
Me out. Do you think they let them know that it was Roberto Luongo?
Hell no. No, because if they were the champ, you don't let them see it.
I read the
out.
Article. I believe that once they saw him walk in, they were like, I recognize that face.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
No, dude, he's a big dude.
Where did they get that guy?
He's a big dude. Yeah.
That guy doesn't look
who is he like Stoli the goalie?
So wait, is this like the same league that Dwork plays in? Like if I ask David Dwork, I'm like, hey, are you the defending champions? You could have out-dueled Roberto Luongo?
Wait, but didn't Dwork play goalie?
Yes.
Okay, right.
But I'm wondering if he's the champ goalie and he's the one who lost.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Why don't there? You guys start wait, a beer
we'll
league.
See him there, right? We'll see him.
Who, Dave? Yeah, we'll see him for sure.
We'll see him. We'll ask him.
Well, like, hey man, did your team lose?
You guys should start a softball team, man.
Yeah.
No.
Something.
Dude, I'm not swinging no bats.
Last time there was a company event, Leroy got a bad hamstring injury.
Wait, really?
From water balloon toss.
Yep.
Yeah, from the silliest thing.
I was trying to. And then I thought, whoa!
Gotcha.
I couldn't believe it.
That was something.
Meanwhile, old jackass was over on the side chasing iguanas.
That wasn't the same picnic.
Huh?
Oh, wait, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was.
You guys are blurring way too many. No,
this is how I separate the picnics. That was the picnic where I brought my cooler with transfusions, and then I took the guy's mic and said, Leroy out, and then I dropped the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? So, why do I not know any of this?
No.
What year was that?
You had a cooler with what?
Well, we had a guy. We had a guy who ran the games that year. Because the year before that, we went to a
water park. And that's when Alana was drinking up all the water because she couldn't get 2 inches off the dock. Right.
And we also,
the guy, remember the guy all dressed up?
Yeah, the hippie.
Yeah, the guy that was all suited and booted and he accidentally went on that bar and almost killed himself.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But then the next year, we had Bob the game guy. And he goes, hey, my name's Bob. I do games.
Yep. And so I just went, when I was leaving, I took the mic and said, Leroy, I dropped the mic and left.
Dude, Datesoff goes, water balloons, mic, headphones, seatbelt, and golf ball. 5-0 versus Leroy.
Oh, bro, the seatbelt. I don't think we talk about that
Man,
enough.
Man, the seatbelt. I really wish that we had there's a video to that. That's,
no.
That's great.
First of all, I blame you. I blame you. Because instead of helping you, boy, you said...
He was trying to help you. You said no.
I said, I know how to work a seatbelt.
Yeah, clearly not.
What, it wouldn't get... What, like, you were tied and it would just... It would not release? The latch was stuck?
I don't know, but, but then Tobin just starts looking at him.
Wait, haven't you also gotten run over by one of those cars in Publix?
The old people carts? Always hit me on the cart.
Yeah, six, rude. Oh, man, so the carts are beating you up. Six, yo, you're sick. You're 0-6.
Dude.
Tough go against inanimate objects.
I'll kick a man's ass, though.
And stalk him around the store.
The one guy now I want to find is I want to go find the kid that Rosas beat at 30 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, he beat that guy up, man.
Crazy. And then the guy said, there's no... See, that's you know, that's that old man stuff, but he was only 30. He shouldn't even have gotten there yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's... No. That's disheartening. Now, you question yourself, like, wait a minute, I'm 30 and I lost to a 13-year-old kid? Like, you can't even talk about that story to anyone. You can't bring that up to your boys.
No, you got a lot of people.
And you lucky your girl wasn't there. What if your girl might leave you right there?
Oh, you know, no. She was there.
Oh,
you
that's know, even worse.
You know, everybody bring their boo to the fights.
Not right? For a 13-year-old. Like,
dude, he don't know. He didn't know the kid was 13. Man. He said, hey, I'm going to this event. Why don't you come with me? Right? She probably left him.
Yep.
She's like,
she
no,
left him.
Like, yeah, you got your ass beat by a kid. I can't be hanging out with you. You ain't no protection.
He's drinking out of a juice box.
Oh, man, a Capri Sun.
Ma, hand me my juice box.
Where's my peanut butter and jelly
sandwich?
You want to
go again, mister? You want to go again, mister?
All right, that's our show today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals on a game day tomorrow.